Well, at the Vikings, each year we recognize a player on the team for his community service. And as I mentioned, I've been with the team for 20 years, and this year has been just an amazing year. And I've had a chance to see Adrian since his rookie year, doing an event with Special Olympics. And locally, Adrian supports Special Olympics, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Boys and Girls Club. The list goes on and on. He visits the Children's Hospital. Plus, he's a great teammate. He supports other players' community outreach. With that said, he also has the All Day Foundation. And his All Day Foundation this year has pledged $1 million to his school, the University of Oklahoma, for the student athletes there. For Hurricane Sandy relief, pledged another $50,000, I believe. And at Thanksgiving, Adrian treated 400 families back in his in Texas, at Palestine, Texas, to a wonderful Thanksgiving meal. So year-round, Adrian's doing it, and that's why and every day he's doing it. So that's why it's called the All Day Foundation. It's been inspiring to watch you on the field. It's been amazing to see what you do off the field, and it's just been an honor to work with you. I'd like to present to you this game ball as our 2012 Community Man of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Really, I'm going to give a speech now. But, you know, I'm just blessed to be in this position. You know, ever since I was little, you know, those are the memories that I have now when I sit back and think about the hard times I went through and just the struggles, and to be blessed to be here and, you know, to be doing what I'm doing now, you know, along with a group of guys that have struggled and, you know, accomplished their goals, you know, through their trials. And that's why I started the All Day Foundation, you know, to be able to give back to the community and help at-risk kids, you know. So it's just part of me, it's part of my heart to give out, and you give and you receive. So thank God I'm blessed just to be here. Right. Thanks. We started to help at-risk kids, and that's pretty much what we do. You know, it's not really one thing that we focus on. We reach out and branch out to so many different sources. You know, Boys and Girls Clubs, Special Olympics, you know, just at-risk kids, whatever the situation might be. You know, Thanksgiving drives, we give out turkeys, during the holidays, Christmas, you know, like we're doing here tonight, just blessing kids, you know, less than unfortunate kids. So, you know, come out and, you know, be surprised. You know, they could come out here and spend $300 to shop and, you know, get whatever they want, you know. So that's what it's all about, to enrich and to inspire the youth.
I know you probably don't think about it from an award standpoint, but what does it mean to you, I guess, to be named the 2012 recipient of, you know, the charity work that you do? And I know it's all about giving back. What does it mean?
Yeah, it means a lot to me, you know, to be honest. And more than MVP, you know, more than, you know, the title leading rusher, because you're actually making a difference and making an impact in someone's lives. You know, you never know, you know, how the kids are inspired by seeing me, or, you know, some of these guys that they watch playing that's here tonight. And that's the big picture, you know, to be able to touch their lives and to be able to share different stories or encouraging words to them that might, you know, direct them in a different path. So when you really make a change and a difference in one life, that's when you can really feel like you accomplished something.
I know we get a chance to see you more than they do. In some ways, do you kind of look at them and go, I'm just kind of a big kid myself? And when you see them, I know you get probably as much out of it as they do.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you could say that. I consider myself a big kid at times. You know, that's the, you know, I'm laid back. I like to sit back and have fun and, you know, laugh and joke around. So, you know, we're going to do that here tonight.